Jimmy Wales is co-founder of Wikipedia and board member of the Wikimedia Foundation, which is a plaintiff in a lawsuit filed earlier this month, along with eight other organizations claiming that the NSA's surveillance violates constitutional protections of free speech and privacy. Jimmy, welcome to On the Media.
Thanks for having me.
A previous suit against the NSA was dismissed because the plaintiffs couldn't prove any actual harm. Not theoretical harm, but actual harm to actual individuals. Will you be able to do that?
Yeah, we will be able to do that. We will have specific evidence put forward in the case, which unfortunately I can't talk about right now. But as we go into court, we'll be producing specific examples of the harm.
Could you give me a hint? Is it bigger than a bread box?
Yeah, it's people. Human beings are bigger than bread boxes. And so when we talk about people who are not willing to contribute in the public sphere because they're afraid of the surveillance that's going on, whether they're U.S. or overseas or what have you, those are the kinds of things that we're looking at, is to say, actually, this does make a difference and that people are being spied on.
I want to go back to the moment you saw the slide from the Snowden revelations that specified Wikipedia as a place for the NSA to snoop around. What went through your mind?
Oh, I was outraged that they're actually monitoring in a whole-scale kind of way the traffic in and out of Wikipedia. It is outrageous, and it really pushed us to move forward more quickly than we would have with plans to make all connections to Wikipedia encrypted, which is still a goal we haven't quite hit, but that is the direction we're heading. And one of the policy assumptions in pursuing this kind of thing is that it's possible to continue doing it. There's a very strong movement online for all communications to become encrypted, and I think that's a great thing. It's probably not what the NSA wanted, and it's probably not what would have happened had they limited themselves to a regime more consistent with our legal traditions of probable cause, get a warrant, get a subpoena, those kinds of things.
Now, I should say, Jimmy, that although there was this PowerPoint slide that came out in the Snowden leaks, it was a slide from a presentation suggesting Wikipedia as a target, not documentation that it had been a target. But assuming they followed through, is there any way for you to have divined in these 2 years the names or IP addresses of any specific American, you know, whose activities were tracked?
Well, as I understand it, it's basically all of them, that this is upstream surveillance where they're collecting huge amounts of data on just about everyone, and then they attempt to some extent to sort out who's American and who's not and which parties of the conversation are. But that's got to be an incredibly inaccurate and virtually impossible task.
In fact, the protocols are such, as I understand it, that if they do realize that they're eavesdropping on an American, they've got to go, forget that. And it's presumably not acted on. I suppose that you and your co-plaintiffs believe that's an impossibility.
Well, yeah, it's definitely an impossibility. And even if they are doing that, I think this raises concerns anyway, because the freedom of expression is intimately tied up with the freedom of association and the idea that the chilling effects of if I'm in a conversation with someone on Wikipedia and that person is overseas, does that mean that now my conversation is subject to being spied on? It's a super complicated thing to even imagine how you could sort all that out.
There's your lawsuit based on constitutional principles. And then there's just the very idea of all of this. Your co-plaintiffs in this suit include Human Rights Watch, Amnesty International USA, the Rutherford Institute, the Global Fund for Women, and others. Irrespective of whether the federal courts entertain this litigation and change the behavior of the NSA, is it possible that as a pure matter of public relations, that global outrage could shame, let's say, the president into ordering these practices to stop?
I think it is possible. And I think one of the things that, for me, I find quite tragic about the whole thing is that I travel around the world, I meet with politicians in various places around the world, and I'm, as a free speech activist, I'm always pressuring them to say, don't arrest bloggers and open up your internet. Surveillance on everyone is a bad thing. And now the U.S. has lost the moral force in those arguments. We can hardly complain about the Chinese people spying on everyone if we're doing the same thing. And I think that is when we really ask ourselves about our foreign policy goals, the proper foreign policy goals, not sort of short-term real politics stuff, it should be about spreading the idea of democracy and freedom of speech and expression and human rights. And when we fail to live up to the best practices and standards there, it makes it very, very difficult for our politicians to go out with a straight face and lecture the world on these things.
Jamie, thank you very much.
Great. Thank you.
Jamie Wales is co-founder of Wikipedia and a board member of the Wikimedia Foundation.